My mother disappeared on the night of my 16th birthday. Because I'm such a social outcast, it was a pretty pitiful little party. Just me and Mom and my platonic friend, Ben Purvis. Ben had brought over this huge box with a giant red bow on it. "Come on, open it," Mom said. She was all smiling and winking and excited about the big red bow because she wants Ben to be my boyfriend, which he totally is not. "Let's eat first," I said glumly. "I can open it later." "Come on, Chas," Mom said. But I wouldn't back down. So the huge box sat unopened on the other side of the room while we ate dinner with my mom in our crummy little apartment, and I kept sneaking glances at it and feeling all queasy because I knew what was in the box. Mom kept making jokes about the box and about Ben. She even referred to him as my boyfriend, which I hate. He's my best friend in the world, but like I say, he's not my boyfriend. I just don't think of him that way. He's really smart and funny, and he plays guitar and sings, but he's not my type, not in a boyfriend way. Ben is like 6'2", but he's only about 150 pounds, and he always wears army pants and t-shirts with the names of all these death metal bands on them, and half the time you suspect he didn't wash his hair the night before. Whereas, I don't know why, but I always fall for the popular jock student council president most likely to succeed type guys. And, of course, they don't give a damn about me. Anyway, my mom kept hinting around about the big box, and I kept making excuses. So Mom finally got out the soggy, miserable-looking chocolate cake and everything, and I blew out the candles, and she got all dewy-eyed. "Oh, my baby's just turned sweet 16, and all that junk. And I was just stalling like crazy because I didn't want to open that box. "Presents, Chas, presents!" Mom brought in a present that was wrapped in her usual careless, slapdash way and put it on the table, and I unwrapped it and pretended that I was really happy she'd given me a book of poems by Sylvia Plath, this chick who killed herself a long time ago. "Thanks, Mom," I said. "But don't blame me if I go out and drown myself after I read all this stuff." She looked all hurt, and I told her I was just kidding. "Now Ben's present," Mom said. I tried to think of some kind of excuse, but I came up totally dry. Mom gave me a funny look, and Ben staring at me with this sweet puppy dog face. I was like, "Oh man, do I really have to?" But I couldn't avoid it, not without hurting Ben's feelings. So I got up and trudged across the room and brought the big box back and started tearing off the wrapping. And Mom had to go into the kitchen and bring out a butcher knife because I couldn't get the huge red ribbon untied, and it turned into this huge production. And I was like, "God, just kill me now." Because like I say, I knew what was coming, the present and the whole big ugly scene that would follow. So I finally got the wrapping off, and there was a brand new box that said Takamini on the outside. My heart was going giz, 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 giz really fast. "No, this isn't right," I said. Mom was looking at me with a curious expression on her face. I guess she didn't know what a Takamini was. A little wrinkle appeared in the middle of Ben's forehead, right above the bridge of his nose. "I mean, really, dude, this is too much," I said. I wasn't just saying it. It was too much. "You shouldn't have." Ben grinned. "You kept looking at that one in the pawn shop," he said. "But I figured, why get a used one, right? So I went over to Atlanta and got this one. Had to special order it straight from the factory." I was like, "Damn, damn, 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 damn." I could feel my pulse knocking around in my temples, and this rushing sound was in my ears. Because I knew how hard Ben had worked for this, and I knew there was no way I could keep it. Mom kept staring at the box. "What is it, Chas?" she said. Still all excited. "The suspense is killing me,"